Oh, yeah. I want to be closer to you, baby. Right here on 90.3 Love FM. For the past couple of weeks, we've been telling you that, you know, Howie D is normally the co-host, but every once in a while, we bring in a celebrity co-host. And my girl, Heather Hunter, has arrived in the Love Zone. What's going on, baby?
How you doing?
Welcome to the Love Zone.
Oh, my God. I love the sexy voice you have.
Oh, thank you, darling. Thank you. The lovely Heather Hunter. She's here, and she got a ballad of her own from her Double H. Is it the Double H album?
It's the Double H Unexpected.
Unexpected, y'all. Mm-hmm. Title of this track is In Love, and I mean, tell me something real quick. What inspired you to do this track here, In Love? I mean, the rest of it is mainly up-tempo on the rap side, but this one here, you laid back on it, baby.
I was in love at the time, so it was a perfect time to express myself, you know?
Mm. Uh-huh. And that's it right there?
Yeah, that was it.
Well, I'm going to pull back off it. Before we do that, though, who's some of the artists that I hear? I hear some male vocals in the background. You want it?
That's Charlu. He actually sung background. He's an amazing singer, but he sung background for Luther Vandross. Mm. And the producer is Freedom Lyles.
This is my girl, Heather Hunter, y'all. 90.3 Love FM, baby.
Get my mind right. Next time I see him, I'll be sure to get my lines right. Hey, sexy, nah, that's too bold. Or, yo, shorty, nah, that's too cold. Or, too distant, I wanna be persistent. But not too much, I want him to listen. And hear me out, see how my eyes glisten. When he's around, my mind starts tripping. My body starts dripping. I got thoughts of him kissing my lips of the hottie. I wish him we could bounce like a 6-4. Switch in position, the couch, the flow, the counters in the kitchen.
I think I'm in love. I think I'm in love.
Why the girls catch your eye? None of them the wife type. None of them see right. Be looking for an A light. I'm singing I could be that for ya. You need a crutch, you can lean back on her. Others look, don't touch, but they probably wanna. No fuss, if you got me in your corner. No rush, check the feedback on her. It's Heather. Pretty slim, nice lips, niceness. And I'm a grown woman, there's no room for shyness. So my points are clear, I know that you hear. Got a hard exterior, I know that you care. Be warned that you better beware or be fair. Put it on you even better and scared. Always know that when Heather is near, he nervous to show love. I hope I'm conquering fear.
I think I'm in love. I think I'm in love.
The girls in the picture help you switch up your focus. So step up and take notice. I'll change your life. You a good man. I know just how to be your wife. Cook clean, whatever. Look mean and leather. Neck gleam and cheddar. I had them things when you met her. No cake but chaser. Just good relations. I'm talking about on the situation. I wanna sleep on your chest. I wanna kiss on your neck. I wanna watch DVDs in our socks and sweats. The price, just name it. I got that. I'll be your everything. I'm your prize. Just claim it. The Double H got guys a sweater, but it's you I want. We'd be good together, my nigga. You feel me? You got me open on some real shit. I think I'm in love.
I think I'm in love. I think I'm in love.
That's the Double H right up in the TLZ, baby. 90.3 Love FM. Hey, Heather, you know, you're my co-host tonight, so I'm going to let you introduce the next track that's coming up.
Okay. Actually, this is one of my favorites. I get really excited when I hear this.
You know, and I heard the lusciousness in your mouth when you said that, too.
This is Lenny Williams, 'Cause I Love You.
Now, tell me something. What is it about this song? What do it do to you, baby?
It stimulates me.
Only in the Love Zone.
girl, you know I love you. No matter what you do, and I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true, 'cause I love you. Baby, I'm thinking of you, trying to be more of a man for you. And I don't have much riches, but we gonna see it through, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 oh.
Things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend, I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely, you get lonely, you get lonely. Oh, 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 oh. And I cry, I cry. And the tears would fill up in the wells, in the wells of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad, till one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You helped me. You helped me. You helped me. Oh, I'm glad, baby. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh man, Heather.
Man.
That one was
That's
nice.
That's not time favorite.
And hot.
You know, I have a question.
Talk to
Why
me,
men don't scream at a woman like that anymore? I mean. Wow, you know, I don't, you know.
I don't know what man you're talking about. I scream, baby.
You know?
I scream. Definitely. Oof. You know what? I often wonder why they just don't write songs like that anymore.
Oh, my God. The song, that, you know, that touch any woman's heart. She'll come running home back to you every day.
No matter
what
you
do. You can break up with her every day. She'll be back.
She'll come back.
She'll keep coming.
Now, tell me, is that the type of woman you are? If you hear Lenny Williams playing like that and you had a problems with your man and he called you up and played this in the background, you'll go back to him?
He would have to be singing it.
He'd have to be on his knees going, oh, 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 oh,
yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, man. New York City and everyone around the world. And by the way, Heather, this is being transmitted worldwide. We want to say hello to all of our UK listeners that stay up till, I believe it's 3 a.m. in the morning just to hear the show. So we want to say hello to them over there.
Oh, I love the UK.
Especially my new fan club vice president, Miss Sam Roberts, who's bringing us over there in October for 3 lovely days. So we want to say, hey, Sam, we're coming to your birthday.
Hey, Sam.
And to my new fan club president. You know, we got a whole new staff. Maxine Jackson, got to give it up to her because she does such a wonderful, wonderful job all the way down in Jackson, Mississippi. And we're going down there October 28th for her 50th birthday party. And, you know, the King's Old School is rolling.
Oh, I'm coming.
Come on and
they
hang
were like,
out.
Heather, hey, Heather here.
You know, hey, definitely. Anywhere you know the King's Old School or the voice going to be at, the doors is always open to you. But talking about doors, let's get into some things you're into, like this art gallery that I'm hearing about. Why don't you introduce and tell New York about what's going on with Heather Hunter and this art gallery?
Well, me and my partner, Jay, we opened an art gallery called ArtCore NYC.
Mm-hmm.
It's located in Brooklyn, downtown Brooklyn, which is Dumbo. And, you know, I just opened in July. I've been painting all my life. And this is a dream come true. It's been very successful. Beautiful, beautiful gallery. Everyone has to come down and experience it. And wow, I've sold at least about four paintings. About four paintings so far since we've been open, at least of my work.
Original and work that you've painted.
Yeah,
and
my signature art. A lot of people don't know, realize I paint. And I paint acrylic on canvas.
Okay.
And a lot of stuff is pop art, exotic pop art, abstract.
Is that exotic pop art the same like exotic sexual?
No, okay. When I say exotic, I mean exotic of the word of the colors, you know.
Oh, okay.
My
okay.
colors are very vibrant, beautiful colors. Most of my work is very colorful.
Okay.
So, and a lot of my stuff is really angels and flowers and all happy things, you know.
Happy things, okay.
You know, some stuff is a little, you know, can get a little
hot.
Yeah, a little hot. Well, but
take me to that section of the gallery. Save the angels for the good guys.
You know, some of the angels, you know, they naked. You know,
okay.
I have a piece called Naked Wings.
Okay.
And actually that someone actually bought that one. So. Mm.
So like, what are some of the price range that if people expect, or should they just come and find out?
You should definitely come and find out, okay. Because a lot of stuff I'll have for print.
Okay.
The original pieces are, you know, they range pretty high. They're
okay.
From, you know, stuff from 1,000
okay.
and go up to 10,000.
Oh, okay.
But the prints and even the posters, I got t-shirts, I got whatever you want. Just come. Come down, you know, and the beautiful thing is I'm in the gallery, and it's open from Wednesday to Saturday from 1 to 7.
And you're actually there while it's open?
Yeah, me and my assistant, Silva.
Okay. Hey, Silva. Say hello, Silva. I got to say thank you to Silva for making the hookup. What's
hello.
Up?
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the Love Zone, man.
Thank you.
He'd be monitoring MySpace, obviously. We got to thank the people in MySpace because that's what made this Love Zone and the Voice and Heather Hunter connection to people at MySpace.com. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Now, Heather, we know, like, we go back down memory lane, and we know a lot of you started out in film and videos in the adult industry, and you come out of that now, and you're into the art gallery. What made you come out the industry?
Well, I've been retired from the industry at least now for 11 years.
Okay.
It was just time for me to go and do something else. You know, I was basically growing up. I got into business when I was the age of 18, and I got out by age 20, 22. And I was just, you know, growing into a woman, realized it was time to embrace the other talents that I wanted to achieve, you know. And since then, I've had a nice, successful, you know, career, I could say, you know.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I've been very blessed, and I thank at least my fans, I thank the support of my family, everyone, you know. It's been a good journey.
Well, that's good because, you know, sometimes people think there's not life after the adult industry. Like, after that, you don't hear they fall off the face of the earth. But you prove that it can happen, that you can move from there and go into something and still be successful.
Yeah, I think, you know, no matter what business is going to typecast you, I think if you're, you know, if you really want it, you got to stay persistent. You got to really follow your dreams and, you know, prove people wrong in a sense. And you just hope people embrace you for the talents that you're given now. You know?
Amen. She has a beautiful website, and we want you to stop on by there. It's www.heatherhunter.com. And, you know, until I went to your website, I never heard the double H syndrome or nothing, but I love that double H thing. There's something about that is just, just hearing it and just knowing it relates to you, this makes it really sexy.
Oh, that's funny. My friends, you know, that's what my friends kept calling me double H because they got tired of saying my full name or my name, Heather.
Okay.
So that's where that came from.
So what's the response to the website? Now, you have two. You got a website,
your
personal website.
I have my personal website, which is heatherhunter.com, and I have a website for the art gallery called artcorenyc.com. And also, I'm on MySpace.
Okay.
And also, if you want to buy some of my products, I'm also on Cafe Press.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, your Cafe Press is doing good with us.
Yes.
So, you know, we have a lot of Love Zone merchandise up there. And it's good because we don't have to stock it or nothing, you know. And don't have to worry about the orders or nothing. Like, someone come and say, listen, I'm coming by to get 3 hats from you. I'm like, no, you're not. Go right to the website there in order to ship it to you. That's the good thing. That's my celebrity co-host. She's here, Heather Hunter, live and in person.
Yes.
Come on, baby. What we got coming up next, huh?
Ooh, we got something I like to do a lot.
What is that, baby? Talk to the voice.
In Between the Sheets
with
Isley Brothers.
Can't
get enough.
Can't get enough of it, huh, baby? 90.3 Love FM. You're in the Love Zone with The Voice and Heather Hunter, baby.
Hold you tight, and you know I'll make.
In the presence of the lovely and the sexy Heather Hunter right here on 90.3 FM. Uh-oh, do you hear what I hear, Heather, baby?
Oh, yes.
Oh, say that again.
Oh, yes. Oh. This is my prince. This is Kalila.
Kalila.
This is her prince.
That's her prince right there.
Right
Kalila,
there.
Darling. This one is for you, all right? From The Voice and Double H, baby. You're in the love zone, 90.3. Ooh, baby. Love FM. Here we go.
What you mean to me from the first moment.
Tell you how the baby, I tell you, that Prince one. You know, Prince is the nastiest man in the business.
He's not as nasty as me.
Oh, my. I'm not going there tonight, Heather.
Okay, you're right.
We're going to leave that alone
till
after we go off the air.
Okay.
I'll make love to you, instrumental style. This is Boyz II Men. We're going to groove on this as we get back into some of the things that the lovely Heather Hunter is into lately. Unlike some of the things that, no, I said I wasn't going to go there, so we're going to leave that alone. Oh my God, if you've been blocked off some streets around New York City lately, they've been shooting a movie, some up in the Bronx, American Gangster, and hey, if you look around somewhere on that set, you just may have seen this lovely, lovely lady, because she has got a role in there, and we can't talk about it too much, though, right?
No.
Did you tell me something?
It's a nice small role, you know? Mm-hmm. Small roles turn into big roles, but I really can't talk much about it, but okay. It's a good, you know, I was just really happy and blessed once again to have opportunity to work on a set with amazing people like that. You
okay,
know?
Okay. Can we say who's in it, or?
Oh, yeah, you know, everyone knows that American Gangster, you have Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe, you know, so it's going to be a good one.
Let's talk about Denzel.
Okay.
She said, okay, is working with Denzel all that they make it up to be?
Well, once again, me, actually, I didn't have opportunity to work on the actual set with Denzel.
Okay.
But, you know, I've met him at pretty many BET functions back in the years. And, you know, he seems like to be a great person, a great gentleman, you know. He's okay. Everything that he appears to be, you know.
Okay.
He seemed very humble. Good man.
Cool. We got him on the lineup for coming onto the zone. We're working on that, and hopefully it'll come through. Mm-hmm. But hey, make sure when it drops. Do we have a drop date for the movie?
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
You know, this movie is very secretive, and it should be.
Yeah.
It's going to blow your mind,
though. Is that good?
It's that good.
I know it's going to blow my mind. You're in it, darling. I mean, that's enough to blow my mind right there. Once again, the lovely, the sexy, the beautiful, the exotic. Heather Hunter is in the love zone with us. Make sure when American Gangster come out, check it out. She's in there, right? If you don't go see it for any other reason, check out Double H. We're going to get back into the love zone. We're going to go to a garden. My man Silva, he called this one out. And it's my man Quincy Jones with a few guests. And Secret Gardens, Heather, tell me, what did this one do for you, baby?
Oh, my God. My garden's a secret, but if you can dig it, come and try.
Howie, go get me the shovel, baby. I'm going digging right after this one right here. 90.3 Love FM, you're in the love zone with the very hot Heather Hunter and the voice.
Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret. Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I'm on the read mine. Know your deepest feelings. I want to make it right for you. Baby, show me. Share the mystery. Oh,
come on.
Listen to your heart tonight.
Come on.
Make it all right. Yeah.
Take me with you.
maestro of love himself, Mr. Barry White. Show you right, he says. What you say, Heather?
He'll show you right.
I'm telling y'all, she's starting to write a check that she ain't gonna be able to cash tonight, y'all. Oh my. Oh, we was talking off mic there about Luke DeVanjorsen, who we thought was probably be the next up and coming Luke DeVanjorsen. Mm-hmm. It's just a shame that there's no one to even think of probably coming up to fulfill his shoes, and all the great ones are gone. Barry White's gone, you know, the music back then, and it's just something. We had the pleasure of having Teddy Pendergrass on the Love Zone.
Oh my God, I love him.
Oh yeah, you got to go to mauricewatch.com and click on interviews and listen to that wonderful interview that he did with us. And he put out a track that Heather decided to go with next. And what's the name of this one here, Bill?
You can come and go with me to the Love Zone. It's called Come and Go with Me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on pause. I was on pause here because. Hey, Howie, who's in the green room? Okay, thank you. You're in the Love Zone right here with Double H, baby. The lovely Heather Hunter. She's in the middle of drawing something over there. And I can't wait to see what it is. I love the way she's moaning. Come on, let's go with me and Heather, y'all.
I don't feel like being lonely tonight. I want some company. You look like you're just my type. You're the kind whose spirits are running free. Let's take a sip of some cold wine and dance to the music nice and slow. Won't be under any kind of pressure. You see, we'll just let the evening flow. Come on and go with me. I'd sure like that, babe. Come on over to my place. It'd be so nice, it'd be so good. Come on and go with me. Just bored to death, and you wanna get away from this noise and come out. Let's go where it's nice and quiet, where there's nobody else around. Let's sit by a cozy lit fire, and we can be each other's company. Baby, come on and go with me. Come on over to my place.
I'm thinking about it,
yeah.
But I'm gonna have to say no.
Come on over to my place.
quite a long time.
Yeah, I'm slightly bored. I hate being bored.
See, I've been watching you.
I've been doing the same thing.
I've had my eyes on you.
I've been checking you out all night long.
You look so nice and you look so sweet.
Oh, thank you. That was sweet.
You look like you ought to be with me.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do with me? That's the problem.
Seems that you feel the same way I do.
I think it would be pretty interesting.
Seems that you need some company too.
You said your car is right out front? Right out front?
Yeah.
And you're gonna bring me home?
Well, then would it be alright with you if we left here and we went somewhere else, baby? Somewhere where it's nice and quiet.
That sounds,
nice and quiet.
Yeah, that sounds a little better than this place.
Or we could sit down by a cozy fire. Sip a little wine.
Oh,
work things out.
Well, I can't
work things out.
Come on over to my place. Now, Heather, baby, if I invited you over to my place, right? And I put on some Gerald Levert, which one would you like for me to play?
If you...
I think it's just me and you, baby.
I would have to say Teddy.
Teddy, huh?
But, you know, I could, you know, I could do Gerald.
You can do Gerald.
Yeah, you know, he definitely, you know, let the juices flow.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I couldn't go wrong with Gerald, huh?
Nah, you know, he gets it wet, you know.
You gotta let go, baby. You gotta let go. Heather, let the juices flow right here in the Love Zone. That's my girl. Make sure you check out her website now. It's www.heatherhunter.com. Check out on MySpace. I believe it's MySpace.com. Heather Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. You know, leave her some comments. Let her know you've heard her right here in the Love Zone. We're going to make some juices flow. We'll be right back, y'all.
Girl, let down your hand. Have no fear. I'm going to take good care of you. You gotta open up, show me some love. I'm sure that I can pull you through.
I can pull you through.
Say there ain't nothing wrong.
Nothing.
Throwing on,
come on,
some Luther or some Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
Baby, just relax. You can reach climax. Trust me, girl, don't
tell me no.
Won't you let the juices flow? Let them flow, baby. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I ain't trying to bring that juices flow, baby.
Let them flow, baby. From your head to your toe.
Let them flow, let them flow.
Your ex-boyfriend Dick. Tonight just let the feelings flow,
whoa. Let it flow.
See, we won't tell no one. We had so much fun. Keep it on the down low, down low, down low. Put on your favorite dress, or better yet, girl, don't put on anything.
Nothing.
Gonna do, we can do it fast or slow.
Won't you let the juices flow?
Let them flow, baby. From your head down to your toe.
Let the juices
flow. I ain't trying to be nasty, baby. I just want you to feel good. Feel real, 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 real good. Come on. Every day and night, baby. Ooh.
around, bring your feeling down, make you scream and shout. Hey, baby,
won't you let the juices flow?
Come on,
you really flow, flow, flow.
Won't you let the juices flow?
Let it flow,
let the juices flow.
I ain't trying to be nasty, baby.
Flow, flow, baby.
I ain't trying.
Still, won't you let the
juices
flow?
Won't you let the juices flow?
Come, come on,
flow, flow.
I ain't trying to be nasty,
flow,
baby.
Flow, flow, flow.
I just want you to be happy, baby.
Let the juices flow,
baby. Let me have
flow,
your back,
girl. We'll keep it on the down low.
If you
flow,
let
flow,
your juices flow, baby.
Won't you let the juices flow?
I just mean relax. Said you got too much stored up inside, baby. What you trying to
juices
hide, baby? Swallow your selfish pride. Let me come inside.
Let me.
Baby, baby,
Gerald LaVert said, let me come inside. Oh, that's Gerald LaVert right here on 90.3 Love FM. And my celebrity co-host this week is Heather Hunter. And what we got coming up next, baby?
Me.
Again?
Another? Oh, I can't, you know, I'm in the love zone. I'm just so excited, you know.
That's like your eighth one tonight.
I know.
I've never met a woman that go eight rounds down
there. Oh. We got LTD. Love ballad.
You got it, baby. We're going for number 9 now. See you later, y'all.
I have never been so much in love before. What a difference a true love made in my life. So nice, so right. Loving you gave me something. Never dreamed of. Something's changed. No, it's not the feeling I had before. Oh, it's much, much more. Love, I never knew that. More than they can see.
I don't count.
Oh man, it's getting hot in here, Heather. Man. It's getting real hot in here.
I'm just going down memory lane, you know?
We forgot the webcam was on, baby.
You know, I love the webcam thing. You know, yeah. I was going down memory lane when I, well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back in the days.
Yeah, back in the days.
I like the shower one you were telling me about.
Yeah. That was those were some interesting days.
Entries, huh?
God, I'm tongue-tied right now. Mm. But, those were some interesting days.
Tell me something. Do you miss it?
No.
Not at all?
No, it was just, it's great experiences.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is...
I like them as memories.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people look at, the adult industry, and they just swear that it's all fun. It's not work. But that is a job. That is
hard
work.
Yes, definitely.
Hard work,
it's like, just think of acting and stunt doubling at the same time. it definitely is hard work. But the best thing about my experiences and everything,
mm-hmm.
I get to share them in my book. I have a book coming out next year. I have a deal with St. Martin's Press.
Okay.
And the book is called Insatiable.
Insatiable. Was that describing you?
This young person's life. Her name is Simone Young. Okay. But it's an incredible book. It takes you on a line of urban boogie nights, as you would say. And it's erotic fiction novel.
Okay.
So, and I put a lot of my own experiences throughout my life in the book.
Okay.
So you definitely got to cop it.
So when it drops, you got to come back.
Yes.
So we can talk about it and let the people know it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to send me an advanced copy, though.
Oh, I definitely have to read it. You got to let me know if it, stimulates you.
I definitely will, baby.
Okay.
Definitely will. a lot of, even some of my friends lately when they heard, okay, Heather Hunter's going to be there. Tell me, how do you deal with the fact of when, okay, you've been out of the industry so long, but do this happen to you when people book you at an event or whatever, the fans that come there, they automatically think that your lifestyle is what you portrayed on screen?
They used to, but I think I've had a 20 year career now,
right.
So now it's totally different from when I was doing films, because a lot of things now, instead of coming up to me asking me to sign a videotape, I have guys dropping off their demos and their mixtapes, and
great.
A lot of things have changed.
Great. That's
throughout
good
my
to
life,
hear.
And it's amazing. I love the females. I'm a girl power woman all the way.
Okay.
And I got a lot of respect from the women, and I get it in return. So, it's interesting.
Okay.
But I've never met anybody who's, I've met a lot of people excited, but at the same time, it's always been good vibrations. I'm a nice person. I'm a friendly. I like to be on time. I like to know what I'm doing. But otherwise, I'm pretty much,
Well, I'm glad to
nice
hear that.
Person.
I'm glad to hear that,
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that the rep don't follow, whatever was done in the past now. And
yeah, you always got, my fans from the adult industry, and I love them, because I wouldn't be where I'm at today, as you would say. But I love them. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing how they still embrace you,
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And how they still want to embrace you.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. You coming back, Heather? You coming back?
Oh, man. are you still getting offers to come back in the business?
Oh,
or?
Yeah. It's also another thing. You have a new generation of people who do watch those films. And they, I guess because I'm still looking the same.
Mm-hmm.
So they think I'm still working,
Okay.
So I just definitely got to put it out there. I'm retired. I've been retired for 11 years, and
not going back.
I'm not going back. I'm enjoying my life as it is now.
Great.
And I could truly say I reclaim my soul, as you would say.
All right.
You
got it.
Yeah.
It's time for some healing, y'all. Some sexual healing.
Yes.
Some Marvin Gaye. The young lady over in the corner, she squinted up and closed her legs tight when I said that one.
Oh, you need to be healed. You need to be healed.
You need to be healed, baby. Sexual healing. Marvin Gaye right here. 90.3 Love FM.
Baby, let's get down tonight.
Sexual Healing, Mr. Marvin Gaye. Oh man, Heather, you know, we've been having fun tonight for sure. Let's talk now. Here go towel for you.
Ooh.
Okay. This lady is definitely beautiful. More beautiful in person than I've ever seen her on screen.
Thank you.
You're welcome, doll.
I'm just saying that.
Oh no, I only tell the truth. I've had people have to tell them the truth the other way around. But hey, got to give props where props are due, definitely.
Thank you.
And but nevertheless, hey, you know, she has this art gallery.
Yes.
Out in Brooklyn. So what's the address for there?
Well, you know, all together, the art gallery, just the Heather Hunter movement.
Mm.
You know, we're just going to break it down.
Break it down, baby.
I have the art gallery. It's called Artcore NYC Gallery. If you'd like to come through, the number to the gallery is 718-403-0200. Silva Kalila, my curator, as well as I am there.
Kalila.
And you can also pick up my album, Double H Unexpected, with producer Scott Storch, DJ Premier.
All right.
And you can pick that up at Tower Records, any major record store out there. And the book next year and the movie. And
yeah, she's coming back here.
Yeah, I'm coming back here, you know.
Coming back. Tell me, how was your experience in the Love Zone?
Oh, the Love Zone was amazing, you know. I didn't expect to get so excited. Now I got to go home and, you know, and be in a house of the home like Luther Vandross. Like, wait a minute.
A house is not a home, when no one's there.
When no one's there, you know. But my two doggies are there, so.
Yeah.
Get my paint on.
Okay.
I wish I could get my lap dance on, but I don't think that's happening tonight.
Okay. But hey, we're glad to have you here with us.
Thank you. I'm having a great time.
Glad to have you as a co-host. And don't make it the last time neither.
Oh no, definitely not.
Any free moments you got, give it to me.
Oh wow. You got it.
All right.
Okay.
This is Smokey Robinson.
Ooh.
Cruising, baby. We cruising in the Love Zone.
Yes, we take your mind.
You're cruising in the love zone right here on WHCR 90.3 FM with my lovely, lovely co-host, the lovely, sexy Heather Hunter.
Girl, I'm having a good time.
I can hear that.